Let's go to finance, and the latest inflation figures are due out this morning. Economists are tipping a rise of 0.7% in the first 3 months of the year. Now, that would take the annual CPI to 2.8%.
Apple's quarterly profit has fallen for the first time in almost 10 years. The company has reported a second quarter profit of $9.5 billion.
Its stock is down more than 40% from its peak in September. The tech giant has also cleared the way to buy back $100 billion in shares by 2015.
Twitter has signed a deal with one of the world's largest advertising agencies, said to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The agreement with Starcom Media Vest Group will give its clients like Microsoft and Coca-Cola preferred access to advertising slots on Twitter.
The deal will also allow companies to poll consumers for real-time opinions.
Looking at the markets now, the Dow ended the day 1% higher, so did the Nasdaq and the S&P 500. Over in London, the FTSE rose 2%. Looking at commodity prices, West Texas crude's trading at $89 a barrel. Tapis is at $105 a barrel. Gold's worth $1,413 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 103 US cents, 79 euro cents and 67 pence sterling.